Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us today. Right here on the Read the Word Network channel. This is part of the community of faith. Pastor Sandra and Angel, and all the good believers of the community of faith. Right here and around the world. And we're glad to have you with us. I'm coming to you from the seat of the truck tonight. How did everything happen? That is pretty cool. I put my kids in there. I'm like, another thing in the sandbox for me so you guys can have gasoline for your cars. But it's all about the man, there's a lot of this oil industry. I didn't know sand had anything to do with oil.
And it does.
And it's actually a $1 billion part of it. It's a very big part of it right now. Across America, no matter what you hear on the news, there's 750 rigs drilling today. And about 280 frack sites being fracked of those 780 that are being drilled. And so, it's a big industry, and we're glad to be in it. We thank God for the opportunity. If you're looking for a good job and you're wanting to make a move or you feel God leading you that something's coming, contact us. There's lots of work up there in North Dakota. Lots of good work. Good, well-paying work in North Dakota. And good people up there. You'll meet the whole world, but you'll have a big time. Even though it's cold, don't worry about the cold. Just put a couple more layers on. You'll never even know it's there.
Amen. Sort of.
I did have to add that sort of to it because I guess you'll sort of know it's there. But once you're there, you got a couple, a little bit. You're just like, hey, that big a deal. All right, there'll be some cold days, but whatever. How do you go? Well, let's pray. Let's get ourselves started today. Remember, we're going to have some good ones. And I'm going to read the first chapter. And Sister Ryan will read the second, and then we'll receive communion together. And a couple of minutes. All right, ready? I can usually hold my Bible up, but I've got it in the perfect spot, so I'm going to make my hand up. Say this with me. Say, I believe.
I believe.
Everything my Bible says.
Everything my Bible says.
No matter what the devil says.
No matter what the devil says. No matter what other people says.
Today I am a believer.
Today I am a believer.
And I am a receiver.
And I am a receiver.
I do believe I will receive.
I do believe I will receive.
Absolutely everything.
Absolutely everything.
That God has for me today.
That God has for me today.
As I plant the seed of God's word in my heart.
As I plant the seed of God's word in my heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
Here we go. Acts chapter 7. Stephen's addressed. The call of Abraham. Here they go again. Telling the story of Abraham believing God and it's counted him for righteousness. It's the song of holy angels cannot sing. You and I can sing it. That is, I've been redeemed. Here we go. And the high priest said, are these things so? And he said, now, well, remember, what we're talking about is Stephen is accused of blaspheming. And then verse 15, which is the last verse of chapter 6, it says, they saw his face as the face of an angel. The high priest said, these things so, verse 2. He said, brethren, fathers, listen. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran. having said to him, get out of your country from your relatives and come to a land that I will show you. He came out of the land of the Chaldeans, dwelt in Haran. Now from there, where when his father was dead, he moved him to this land in which you now dwell. God gave him no inheritance in it, not even enough to set his foot on. But even when Abraham had no child, promised to him for a possession to his descendants after him. Wow, think about that in faith. When he had no child, when God spoke in this way, that his descendants would dwell in a foreign land, they would bring them into bondage and oppress them for 400 years. And the nation to whom they would be in bondage, I will judge. Father, judge the people trying to put our nation into bondage because we refuse to go into bondage. Said God, and after that they shall come out and serve me in this place. He gave him the covenant of circumcision. Abraham begot Isaac, circumcised him on the eighth day. Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot 12 patriarchs. Verse 9. And the patriarchs became envious, sold Joseph into Egypt, and God was with him. Lifted him out of all of his trouble, gave him favor and wisdom. Want to stay with me? Give me favor and wisdom.
Give me favor and wisdom.
In the presence of Pharaoh. I want that favor and wisdom.
Amen.
King of Egypt. And made him governor over Egypt, all his house. A famine and great trouble came over the land of Egypt, and Canaan and our fathers founded no sustenance. But when Jacob heard there was rain in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first. Second time, Joseph was made known to his brothers, and Joseph's family became known to Pharaoh. Then Joseph sent and called his father, Jacob, and all his relatives to him. 75 people, isn't that something? They went down as 75 and they came out as 3 million.
Yeah.
400 years later. Be fruitful and multiply. That's what that is. Drink a coffee. Then Joseph said, called his father Jacob and his brother, 15. Jacob went down to Egypt and died in our fathers. And they were carried back to Shechem and laid in the tomb that Abraham brought for a sum of money from the sons of Hamor, father of Shechem. But when the time of the promise drew near, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt. So another king arose who did not know Joseph. This man dealt treacherously with our people and oppressed our forefathers, making them expose their babies so that they might not live. Now that means they were making them kill their babies. Sounds sort of like the day we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Same demon control.
Same demon, yes.
At this time, Moses was born and was well-pleasing to God. He was brought up in his father's house for 3 months. When he set up Pharaoh's daughter, but when he was set out, Pharaoh's daughter took him away and brought him to her own son, as her own son. Moses was learned in all the wisdom of Egypt and was mighty in words and think about Moses leading the children of Israel. That was in spite of the fact that he was mighty as an Egyptian. When he was 40 years old, the king didn't return to visit his brethren and the children of Israel to take one of them suffer wrong. He defended and avenged them and was oppressed, who was oppressed and struck down the Egyptian. For he supposed that his brethren would have understood that God would deliver them by his hand. But they did not understand. The next day he appeared to two of them as they were fighting and tried to reconcile them, saying, "Men, you're a brother. Why do you wrong one another?" And he who did his neighbor wrong pushed him away, saying, "Who description yesterday. Verse 29, at that thing, Moses fled and became a dweller in the land of Midian, where he had two sons. When 4 years had passed, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire in a bush in the wilderness of Mount Sinai. When Moses saw it, he marveled at the sight. He drew near to observe the voice of the Lord. When he saw it, he drew near to observe the voice of the Lord. Came to him, saying, I'm the God of your father, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. Moses trembled and dared not look at him. I mean, seriously, if you got all the way to the point where God is manifested to you, open your eyes to see him.
Amen.
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 Verse 33, the Lord said to him, take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their groaning and have come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send you to Egypt. This Moses, whom they rejected, saying, who made you a ruler and a judge, is the one God sent him, sent to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel who appeared to him in the bush. He brought them out after he had shown wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness for 40 years. Verse 37. This is to Moses, who said to the children of Israel, the Lord God will raise up for you and from your brethren him you shall hear. This is he who was in the congregation in the wilderness with the angel who spoke to him on Mount Sinai, and with our fathers, the one in whom received the living oracles given to us, whom our fathers would not obey but rejected, and in their hearts they turn back to Egypt and just don't ever do that.
No, no kidding.
Saying, Aaron, make us a God, go before us. As for this Moses, who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what has become of him. It was 40 days. But the mountain of God, the thunder and lightning and clouds up there, and we don't know what happened to him. Verse 41, they made a calf in those days, offered sacrifices to the idol, rejoiced in the works of their own hands. And God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets. Did you offer me slaughtered animals and sacrifices during 40 years in the wilderness, O house of Israel? You also took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your God, Rebzan, images which you made to worship, carried you away beyond Babylon. 44. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, and he appointed, instructing Moses to mend it according to the pattern that he had seen, which our fathers, having received it in turn, also brought with Joshua into the land possessed by the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers until the days of David, who fought favor before God and asked to find his dwelling for the God of Jacob, Solomon, building a house. However, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands. Heaven is my throne. Earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord? And what is the place of my rest? As my hand did not make persecute. They killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, of whom you have copied from the betrayers and the murderers, who have received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it.
Wow.
55. When they heard these things, they were crushed in the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. That's pretty bad. That's a bad demon.
Yeah.
But Stephen, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven, saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Jesus is usually seated at the right hand of God. Stephen gave such a great message that Jesus stood up. Interesting thing, isn't it?
It is.
And he said, look, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man is standing at the right hand of God. That they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their shawl, and they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. He knelt down, and he cried out with a loud voice, did not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
Wow.
Wow. Now, I've got to head on up the road here. Sister Man's going to read the next chapter. And then we'll receive communion. Though my camera will go off, I'll still be here.
All right. Here we go. Verse 8, or chapter 8, Saul persecutes the church. Now Saul was consenting to his death. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made the havoc of the church, entering every house and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. Christ is preached in Samaria, or verse 4. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean...
No, pause right.
We could see you for a second.
Go ahead and keep reading. That's when I go by the streetlight.
Oh, okay. Verse 7. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was great joy in the city. Verse 9, the sorcerer's profession of faith. But there was a certain man called Simon who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great, to whom they all gave heed from the last to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And they heeded him because he had astonished them with his sorceries for a long time. But when they believed Philip, as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. Then Simon himself also believed. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and was amazed seeing the miracles and signs which were done. The sorcerer's sin, this is verse 14. Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet, he had not fallen upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. Now when Simon saw that through the laying on of hands, of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit. But Peter said to him, your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Yahweh. Repent, therefore, verse 22, of your wickedness and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. Then Simon answered and said, pray to the Lord for me that none of the things which you have spoken may come upon me. So when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. 26, Christ is preached to an Ethiopian. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake this chariot. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, do you understand what you're reading? And he said, how can I understand unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter and like a lamb silent before its shearer. So he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. Verse 34. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does this prophet say this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. And there concludes the reading for today.
Now, I was hitting a load right when you started reading that, and I wanted to stop and make mention of it. So this is the point in our program where we say circle the wagons. Once we've read our verses for the day, and remember, this whole program is about the majestic word of God. And you'll notice in the beginning there, I don't remember which verse it is, 3 or 4, there it says that with many signs and wonders, Philip can find that verse and read that for me if you would love. beginning of chapter 8, I believe.
And what were we looking for?
The verse at the beginning of chapter 8 that says that with many signs and wonders, Philip began to preach or something.
Oh. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. Hearing and seeing for unclean spirits.
Yeah, just keep reading.
For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed and many who were paralyzed and lame and healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon who previously...
No, that's enough. I'm just
okay.
Getting to the point that the gospel is not meant to be viewed, just for us to just see it and just preach. But it's to be filled with demonstration.
Yes.
To be filled with demonstration. So that means that the things of God are to be demonstrated. We're supposed to be able to see these things coming to pass. And what's interesting to me as a man of God, a fivefold minister, is that the number of people when you want to actually get them set free, they don't want to be free. They've had their sickness so long, they've claimed it as their own so long, they want to keep it.
Yeah.
They've had their bad habits so long, they're cussing or smoking or drinking or whatever, and when you as a man of God show up, you want to help them be free, they're like, it's not that bad. And no, wait a minute, it is that bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do not want to be bound by this. And so, what's awesome to see about the book, you know, and it was awesome about Stephen, too, because Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit and floated by the signs, wonders, and miracles. It's that there are always people who want to be set free, people who want to enjoy their bondage. You won't be helping people get set free.
Right.
You'll spend all your time with people that enjoy the bondage they have. And they'll enjoy your preaching because you're preaching a message of deliverance, but they will never be free. Because they still enjoy it. They still want to have it. And that being the case, what are you going to do? And sooner or later, God says, all right, well, go preach to these people. And those people get left behind. And that's the verse of Scripture where Jesus says, to him who has revelation and thinking more will be given, and he will have it abundance. He will have an abundance.
Amen.
And, but to him who does not have and is not going after revelation, even what he has will be taken away. It's not God taking it away from him. God's not going to take it away. But the enemy is going to come. And what does he come to do? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if you don't hold on to the revelation, it will go away. Because the nature of God's word in revelation is it must be growing. It must be going. It must be doing. Because otherwise, you become a stagnant pond. New revelation flows into you, but nothing flows out. And that makes you stagnant. And God doesn't want not his revelation to go in somebody and to just die with you. He puts it in every one of us for one reason, and that is so that we can actually win the world. Well, I'm not sure I'm making sense with that, but it sure made sense to me.
It did make much sense.
Did it? Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. I sure wanted it to. Sometimes, as a preacher, you feel like you're talking around in a circle. And that's the last thing you want to do, is talk around in a circle. Because we're here to truly help people find God.
Amen. Amen.
So, we're glad you're in the kingdom, folks. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you're very welcome to be a part of everything that we do. If you are a believer, if you've been born again, then you're our brother and our sister. And everything that belongs to any of us belongs to all of us. It's not communal living like communism. God just doesn't have any grandchildren. He only has children. Pretty awesome statement, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't have grandchildren. He only has children. And you and I are his children in Jesus' mighty name. Now, this is Sunday morning when we're creating this, and I start this new process in the trucking world, and we got 2 days behind in our sessions. So even though this isn't the right day, this one, this is going to come up. That's interesting. We are going to receive communion now this morning, and we want you to receive it with us. Remember, even though many churches don't teach it this way, the doctrine of the Bible is, if you are born again, that you can receive communion elements. Not about joining a church, not about church membership, not about denomination. It's about, if you're born again, you're a member of the body of Christ, and you can receive the communion elements. So, Leanne's going to read our communion verses, and then we will receive our elements together tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 28, verse 31, and then 1 John's verses. Go ahead.
All right. 1 Corinthians 11, 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Amen. And then 1 John 4. I'm going to read from 16 to 19. We have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. And there are our communion verses.
Now, let's talk about the verses. Verse 27, let's read verse 27, 1 Corinthians 11, 27. We don't need to read this verse a lot because the church is so over. Preach this verse that they got off into error on it. But I like to read it every now and then and just make some remarks on it.
This is examine yourself. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
Now, a lot of people have said, well, if you sin, that makes you unworthy. Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace is on Jesus. And by his stripes we are healed. And he was wounded for our transgression. That means when we transgress, that's what he was wounded for. And yet the church has said over and over, if you sin, man, then don't come near the church on Communion Sunday, because you'll drink damnation to yourself. Are you kidding me? This? Reason why Jesus was wounded. So that by you and I have sinned, or if we are not sinned, that blood, Jesus' blood and righteousness, will purge, not just cover, purges us and makes us white as snow. So, when the servant said, well, you can't receive communion with us unless you're a member. Well, their whole purpose behind that is so that you be sure you're born again, but that's the improper thing. The only person, the only prerequisite to receiving communion is that you examine yourself. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. If you've never been born again, pray this prayer with us. You will be. Never, or if you're just coming back to God, or just pray with us, you'll be right with God. And if you're a believer, been around the kingdom for years, pray this prayer with us, and your life will be blessed. Everybody pray, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John
3:16,
I believe in you.
When I believe in you, Lord,
you said you'll give me everlasting life.
You said you'll give me everlasting life.
So Jesus, here's my bold declaration.
So Jesus, here's my bold declaration.
I believe you are the Son of God.
I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your arms out and just say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life, Jesus.
In all of your grace and your mercy.
In all of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness, God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit. So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord, for your abundant blessing in our lives.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, you might be saying, those of you that are just born again for the first time, you might be like, wow, that's amazing. I can hear somebody saying, Pastor, I missed the rapture. Thank you for being here. Help me find God. Well, you know, that's kind of a very alarming thought that this video is going to make it all the way into the 7 years of tribulation. And there'll be somebody there that'll be needing God. And they'll watch this video and it's like, oh, there's hope for me. There is hope. So, if you just prayed that prayer on the inside of you, you can tell something changed. Yeah, you can hear this revelation. Why? Because it's the Holy Spirit of God drawing you to Him.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to destroy you. The path is reserved for His enemies. All you got to do is turn and say, Jesus, I receive you. And God's wrath is no longer on you. Now His love, mercy, grace, and righteousness is yours. You might say, Pastor, how do I become a Christian? How do I live now as a Christian? Well, most of all, be a believer. You just believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and now you're saved. So just every day, just make the declaration, I am a believer.
I am a believer. Amen.
I am a believer. And that's going to transform a lot of things in your life right there. That one declaration is going to transform a lot of things in your life. Because as a believer, you've got the whole world happening now. You honestly do. And is your Bible? Get in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts. Do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again. And the more you read the stories of Jesus and the story of the church as it was starting, the more you realize we are the greatest force there is on the face of this earth. And we don't have to duck our heads at nobody. Now, God Almighty just came to live on the inside of you. You're now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. How awesome is that?
It is awesome. Hallelujah.
My email address is there in the description. Let me email, ask me a question, tell me your story, give us a prayer request. We got to want to be a blessing to you. But you got to call us or you got to text us or email us in order for us to know how to be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. click like, click subscribe, hit the bell. And then every time we go live, you'll be able to leave with us. You ready? Let's pray over our elements, and then we'll receive them together. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Yes, with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity. You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my
peace. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
My will and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
There's nothing missing, nothing broken.
There's nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplies in my body.
Every joint supplies in my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ and my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
Right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
Which reaches all the way around the world.
Which reaches all the way around the world to Julian and Vimala.
We receive this now in Jesus' mighty name.
We receive this now in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The broken body of our Lord Jesus. The broken body of our Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. And now, lift up the cup of blessing. The blood of Jesus. And especially by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The most powerful cleansing force
on the face of this earth.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
By the blood of Jesus, I am a new creation.
By the blood of Jesus, I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away and all things have become new.
Old things have passed away and all things have become new.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of God.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of God.
Where I find you. Grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome.
The accuser of the brethren has no power over me.
The accuser of the brethren has no power over me.
Free is free indeed.
Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
And I am free.
And I am free.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive his blood shed together.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the blood. I sang that song by Terry Gale, but I haven't heard it that way. Well, everyone is just humming in your head. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the blood of the Lamb.
The blood of Clyde.
Sing that song at children. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me
thy great salvation so rich and sweet.
In Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's it. Thanks for being with us this morning. Thanks for being a part of one of the most, the greatest programs I think I've ever been a part of. Thank you. I love doing this because it has so much power, it has so much life to it.
Amen.
And thank you for being a part of it with us. Thank you for going with us and growing with us this year. You know, we've had done some different things, been right there with us all the way along through it. And we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Anything else you got to say, love?
I don't.
Any question? Ask me a bunch of questions. And we'll just be a blessing to you in any way we can. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty name.
Till we see you again, what we have to say. Remember this. We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus
is
Lord. Have a great day, everyone. God bless you.